Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Andrew Sherman's here. Andrew, I know, settle down. Andrew's back. We're glad he's here, too. He's a partner in the chair of Washington, D.C. Seyfarth Shaw, LLP, is the law firm he's a part of, and he's an adjunct professor at the MBA program at the University of Maryland. And I think also the law school at George Washington at Georgetown University. He's the author of so many books. It broke down the wheelbarrow carrying them into the studio. But Mergers and Acquisitions is one of his new ones. Actually, the fourth edition, I should say, of that one. The Crisis of Disengagement. I think that's his brand new one. Franchising and Licensing. That's the first one we saw way back 20 years ago when we first met Andrew, and it's still the Bible on those topics. He's our good friend. Andrew, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. In fact, if you guys don't mind me sharing, yesterday I taught all day in the Executive MBA program at University of Maryland Smith School of Business, and it was my 30th anniversary as a member of the adjunct faculty.
So congratulations.
I know. I feel like I'm 30 years was a big milestone for me. I'm still smiling about it.
There you go. Well, that is a real milestone. Congratulations. That's great. I'm imagining the lives that you impacted and I'm glad that you're folks. And this is now you know what I mean when I tell you when I talk about our brain trust and I tell you no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my folks. I mean, and Andrew's books have sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. Andrew, let's talk about – let's take a macro look at the economy as you see it because, folks, Andrew's practice is corporate practice primarily. He does some medium small business stuff, but mostly corporate. So he's got to look at some big dials being turned up there that are represented by our customers, our big customers. So, Andrew, when you look out across the economy, which way do you see the current moving? Do you see it slowing down? Do you see it speeding up? Is it holding its own? Any undercurrents out there? What do you see?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we had as you recall, a very horrible pullback in that 2009-2010 period. There are some who
beginning of the last decade.
Exactly. And there are some that question whether America's small business entrepreneurs ever really participated in the full strength of the recovery over the last 10 years. But anytime you have a 8, 9, 10-year economic recovery cycle, people, irrespective of the key indicators, people will start asking, you know, are we in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning? And yes, there might be extra innings, or no, the baseball game analogy may not apply. But I'm beginning to see inside corporate boardrooms people saying things like, if we are in the seventh or eighth inning, you know, how should that affect our behavior? What are the indicators that would tell us whether there's going to be extra innings in the ball game, or we're ready to start a new ball game if we get certain things in place that we'll talk about, you know, over the course of the next half hour. You know, I am, as you, a big advocate and voice for America's small business and entrepreneurs, but I want them to look beyond the headlines. I want them to feel like they're participating in economic recovery, and I don't want them to feel like, oh, wow, the party just ended and I didn't even get to have a beer, you know?
Well, I think they're feeling that now. I think they were later to the party, obviously, than Wall Street, because Wall Street is not directly connected to the economy anymore. But small businesses, one of the reasons why I think I'm not too worried about the economy, even a slowdown, Andrew, is because one of the things that the only silver lining of the lost decade was the fact that the small businesses that survived were able to do so by deleveraging and by cleaning up their processes and bringing on the right, keeping the right people. And so when this economy took off again, as I predicted that, they would do, their growth, their profitability has gone through the roof because they were so tight and so and had so little debt. And so I think they're going to weather whatever next downturn we have, they're going to weather it beautifully, I think. What do you think? Last thoughts before we go to a break.
No, I think that's a great point. A lot more small companies have been able to access technology that drives their efficiency, and they're just beginning to enjoy some of those efficiencies that will be a great umbrella if there is an upcoming storm.
And the balance sheets, we cannot discount the balance sheets, Andrew. The balance sheets of small businesses have never been better than they are right now. And I've been around this. I've been in the marketplace a long time. I promise you. And when your balance sheet is strong, you can withstand a downturn. Quick break. We're going to get into some of the internals of this after the break, including some trade talk. 22. Andrew Sherman and I will be right back. Be with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.